You know, Kelly, recently you were talking about this feel-good out of Shepherdsville or Shelbyville or something like that about this.
Shepherdsville?
Shepherdsville, about this lady who threw away a lottery ticket, picked it up, scratched it off, and ended up winning big, right?
Right.
Yeah, it's 99.7 DJX. Well, the setting the bar is kind of the opposite. All right?
Okay.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without making thousands of people think they won a life-changing amount of money.
Oh, no.
When they didn't.
No, no.
You're doing okay.
Oh, dang it. What'd we do?
Yeah, so this is kind of in the you had one job category. This happened in Norway, right? Thousands of people thought they won the equivalent of about $90,000.
Ooh, that's a good chunk of change.
Yeah. And then they got a text message. It was just a clerical error. In reality, it was only about 10 bucks.
So, like, oh, they did win, like,
they did win
$9, but they thought it was 90,000. Like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, where 90,000 versus 10.
Well, okay, so it's not like dollars, like U.S. American dollars,
right.
It's Norwegian money. So,
yes.
It was a clerical error, and so, they thought this on Friday. It wasn't until Monday.
Oh, no, no, no.
That they got the text message.
Oh, gosh.
That apologized.
How many people got it?
47,000 people.
Oh, my gosh. What if one of them, like,
I know.
Or
I know.
Went and bought something big thinking that they had this $90,000 windfall.
So a couple people.
Over the weekend.
A couple people kind of were a little bit, like, suspicious.
Oh.
Because apparently you can see who wins the lottery in Norway.
Oh, and
so they were like, wow, there's a lot of people who got, yeah, I was going to say, there's a lot of people who got a lot of money. And so they were like, I'm going to wait on this. I mean, there were others, though, that were like, oh my gosh.
Okay.
Huge. So,
all right.
Norway's lottery authority said the company is, quote, working intensively to make sure that such a mistake would not happen again. And apparently, there have been people in the wake that have stepped down.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Well, so it looks like they thought they'd won 1.2 million kroner.
Yeah, that's Norwegian's, like, dollar.
And then it was only a 125,
so which
that's
is about
where the, yeah,
10
the
bucks.
Yep.
Yeah.
The clerical error.
Yeah.
Oh gosh.
I know that is one of those like roller coaster of emotions when you're just like, oh my gosh, this is great. Oh, we could do so much with this. This is amazing, amazing. And then all of a sudden, wah wah. I'm sorry. This is more like.
Oh no.
Yeah. So again, setting the bar, if you can manage to make it through the day, this is kind of the, you had one job.
Yeah.
Right? Without making thousands of people think you won life-changing amounts of money when they didn't.
Hey,
you're
Jim,
doing okay.
We're going to need you to send out that text message telling everybody they won the 10
yeah,
bucks. Okay,
exactly.
Can you handle that? Okay,
could,
got
could
it, boss.
You, could you be
got
the,
it.
Could you imagine being the person that's like,
Hey, Sven.
Sven.
Did you send out that text?
No, Olaf.
Make sure.
No, I didn't. Yeah. All right, there you go. That is your.
I laugh, but what a bad day at work.
I know. Well, that is a bad day at work. That is your setting the bar story.